Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Monday, March 11th. Currently with fair skies, it is 39 degrees. The humidity is 57%. The wind speed is southwest at 9 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.95. The dew point is 25 degrees, and the current wind chill is 33 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Karen Johnson. Last year, tragedy struck at Red Barn Truck Wash in Liberal when a worker lost his life and two others were injured due to unsafe working conditions. J.P. Bazette reports.
They were found unconscious inside a tanker trailer. The deadly gas, hydrogen sulfide, was present. Federal investigators found that the company failed to check for hazards and didn't train workers properly. OSHA says workers should always test the air and wear protective gear before entering confined spaces. The company was cited for multiple safety violations and faces a fine of over $171,000.
The Kansas Food Bank is helping to fill the gap so students don't go hungry over spring break. With the recent cuts in SNAP benefits, we know families, especially those with young kids, will need additional meal assistance, says Brian Walker, president and CEO of the Kansas Food Bank. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
No matter who we call family, when we choose to get the flu shot, we're protecting them. That's especially true for those who are 65 and older and people with chronic conditions like heart disease, diabetes, or stroke. Getting a flu shot every year decreases your chances of getting the flu. If you do get the flu, the vaccine makes you less likely to be hospitalized or die from it. Protect yourself and the ones you love by getting your flu shot. Learn more at heart.org/.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. The Kansas Department of Transportation is looking for ways to replace the statewide gas tax with a program that could put up to $100 in the pockets of Kansas drivers. Each time you go to the gas pump, a portion of what you pay goes towards maintaining the roads and bridges in Kansas. But as Kansans drive more fuel-efficient cars, fewer people are paying at the pump. Because of this, the Kansas Department of Transportation is exploring what is being called a road usage charge, or RUC, for drivers. This program would charge drivers by the miles they drive instead of paying at the pump, and this could replace gas taxes as a new way of funding. Most states that already are using a road usage charge are on the East and West Coasts, and the Kansas Department of Transportation is leading this federally funded Midwest RUC study in partnership with Minnesota Department of Transportation. Kansas is looking for people to participate in a three-month test drive of a real RUC experience, which is expected to start in the spring 2024. And the Kansas Department of Transportation is paying drivers up to $100 for their feedback to help better understand funding of roads in the future. For more information, you can visit ike.ksdot.gov/RUC-study. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan announced that $10 million is available to enhance broadband infrastructure statewide through the Broadband Acceleration Grant Program. And grants funded through this program are designed to offset the capital expenses needed to deploy in unserved areas. In its fourth year through the bipartisan Eisenhower Legacy Transportation Program, or EIC, the Broadband Acceleration Grant Program aims to provide high-quality, reliable broadband access throughout the state, prioritizing unserved areas, economically distressed communities, and areas of compelling need. During the first 3 years of the program, high-speed internet has been delivered to 8,000 homes and businesses in 25 counties, and the cumulative $15 million generated another $17.5 million in matching funds. The Broadband Acceleration Grant Program is action-oriented to connect all Kansans, and through this ongoing infrastructure investment, Kansas aspires to be a top 10 state for broadband, improving the lives of Kansans and fostering economic growth for all. The application period ends today, Monday, March 11th, and for more information, you can visit kansascommerce.gov. The American Red Cross, serving Kansas and Oklahoma, has kicked off its annual Red Cross Month celebration in this March to honor local community heroes who help ensure that neighbors never face crisis alone. Red Cross Month is a national tradition that began in March 1943 when President Franklin Roosevelt issued the first Red Cross Month proclamation, and each U.S. president has followed ever since. You can join the Red Cross Month celebration by visiting redcross.org to make a financial donation, give blood or platelets, become a volunteer, or take a life-saving skills course. As we approach the final weeks of winter, the public is urged to book a time to donate blood or platelets now as they continue to strengthen the blood supply heading into spring. And as a thank you for providing comfort during Red Cross Month, all who give blood or platelets March 1st through the 24th will get a $10 e-gift card to a pet supply merchant of choice, plus automatically be entered for a chance to win a $3,000 gift card, and there will be five winners. You can visit rcblood.org/pets for details. Help can't wait when emergencies strike, so volunteers comprise 90% of the National Red Cross workforce to power its life-saving mission, along with generous blood, platelet, and financial donors, and people trained in skills like first aid and CPR. For more information, you can visit redcross.org. Fort Hays State University's next Science Cafe will be held on Monday, March 18th, and this month's presentation, Snakes in Jars, Using Museum Specimens to Discover New Species and Test Evolution, is sponsored by Fort Hays State University's Science and Mathematics Education Institute. The event begins at 7 p.m. at the venue at Thirsty's Brew Pub and Grill on Vine. Dr. Jackson Roberts, the Zoology Collections Manager for the Sternberg Museum of Natural History, we'll discuss how scientists use their research collections of the Sternberg Museum and other museums to investigate a diversity of questions, including those related to conservation, evolution, and even species discovery. Science Cafe presentations are free and open to the public, and questions can be directed to Carrie Roldler at 785-628-4743 or by visiting fhsu.edu/smei. In Nebraska news, deputies found several drugs and cash early Friday morning during a traffic stop in Waverly, according to the sheriff's office. Around 12:30 a.m., deputies pulled over an unregistered vehicle near 138th and Guildford Streets, and deputies searched the vehicle and found needles that pre-tested positive for methamphetamine. They also discovered a large amount of cash, 432 grams of methamphetamine, vials of suspected LSD, and 32 oxycodone pills. The vehicle's occupants, 24-year-old Ricky Pollock and 31-year-old Elijah Goods, were arrested on suspicion of possessing methamphetamine with intent to deliver. A 21-year-old man is in custody after Kearney police said he assaulted his mother and an officer. According to Kearney police, officers responded to a residence in the 4600 block of Avenue E on Thursday following a call from a woman who reported that her son had assaulted her and was making threats against her safety. The woman informed authorities that her son had access to firearms, and upon arrival, the Kearney Police Department officers safely evacuated the woman from the premises. After communication with Kearney Police Department negotiators, the individual exited the residence, and the police reported that upon his arrest, the suspect was found in possession of a handgun and multiple knives. And for public safety, Avenue E was closed from 46th Street to 48th Street at the time. Kearney Police said the Buffalo County Sheriff's drones teams responded to the scene and provided assistance with securing the area, and the suspect faces charges including terroristic threats, obstructing officers, and resisting arrest. According to the Nebraska Department of Transportation, weather permitting, a crack sealing project will begin today, Monday, March 11th, on U.S. 183. Crack sealing is a process of cleaning and filling open joints and cracks in the surface with sealant to prevent the entry of moisture and debris. State maintenance forces will be performing the crack seal from Reference Post 10 to Reference Post 21, Alma to U.S. 183 and the N4 Junction. The work is anticipated to take 15 days, and the traffic will be maintained with the pilot car and flaggers. Motorists are reminded to drive cautiously in and near work zones, to buckle up, and to put their phones down. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The Kansas Department of Transportation urges motorists to plan ahead and secure a sober driver before traveling during St. Patrick's Day celebrations. Gary Herman, the Kansas Department of Transportation Behavioral Safety Manager, said that with St. Patrick's Day being on a Sunday, weekend festivities may likely include alcohol. So advance planning to make sure nobody gets behind the wheel after drinking will avoid DUIs and help save families from losing a loved one, both of which are completely preventable. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, St. Patrick's Day is one of the deadliest days on the nation's roads, so the Buzz Driving is Drunk Driving campaign reminds drivers that a blood alcohol content level of 0.08 or higher is not only illegal, but it puts all motorists and pedestrians at serious risk. Preliminary 2023 data from the Kansas Department of Transportation shows that 58 people were killed and another 1,057 people injured in crashes across the state that involved alcohol. The Drive to Zero Coalition and the Kansas Department of Transportation shared some sober driving tips that include to designate a sober driver in advance, someone who will not drink at all, call a sober friend or relative to drive, use a ride-share program, and take an impaired driver's keys if they insist on driving. For more information about the Buzz Driving is Drunk Driving campaign, you can visit ksdot.gov. The Kansas Department of Transportation has started field survey activities for a proposed bridge replacement project on K-383 in Norton County. The crews are surveying the bridge over the Prairie Dog Creek, located approximately 5 miles southwest of the West U.S. 36 Junction. And the activities will include the use of survey instruments on the ground to determine locations of existing features within the survey corridor. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects this work to be completed in April, conditions permitting. A member of the survey crew will contact property owners or tenants for permission to enter private property if access is needed. And Kara LaRivera, the Kansas Department of Transportation Survey Project Manager, will oversee the project. For more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Public Affairs Manager, Lisa Moosman, at 785-874-8107. In a press release, the Sheridan County Sheriff's Department issued a warning to residents and travelers regarding a recent scam attempt in their area. On March 5th, authorities received reports of an individual driving a white GMC Acadia with New York plates who was flagging down motorists on U-24 at mile marker 99 in Sheridan County. The individual was attempting to trade what appeared to be high-value jewelry for gas money, and after receiving reports from concerned citizens in Graham County and Sheridan County deputies and Graham County deputies located the vehicle at Studley Tire in Studley, Kansas. And upon investigation, it was determined that the individuals were involved in a scheme to deceive victims into purchasing fake gold jewelry at inflated prices. However, despite law enforcement intervention, no victim of a crime was identified and the individuals were released. It's believed that they had sufficient funds to purchase fuel and the jewelry found in their possession appeared to be fake. Residents and travelers are urged to be vigilant and report any similar activity to local law enforcement immediately and do not engage with individuals attempting to sell jewelry in exchange for cash, especially if the jewelry is purported to be of high value. Law enforcement in Sheridan County is reminding everyone of the importance of reporting stranded motorists. If you encounter a stranded motorist trying to flag down other drivers, it's the best practice to report the situation to local law enforcement immediately, as law enforcement officers are trained to handle these situations safely and effectively. In cases where individuals may be attempting to deceive or scam others, as seen in recent incidents involving individuals offering jewelry in exchange for cash, it's crucial to let law enforcement handle that situation. By reporting these incidents promptly, you can help prevent potential scams and ensure the safety of all motorists on the road, so cooperation and vigilance is greatly appreciated. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with the high near 75 and breezy with a south wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, increasing to 15 to 20 miles per hour in the afternoon. For tonight, it should be partly cloudy with a low around 37 and a south wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. On Tuesday, it should be mostly sunny with the high near 74 and a northwest wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. And on Tuesday night, increasing clouds with a low around 42. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Wednesday, there's a 20% chance of showers after 2 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be partly sunny with the high near 67. On Thursday, there's a chance of showers before 8 a.m. and then a chance of rain after 8 a.m. It should be mostly cloudy Thursday with a high near 48 and breezy. On Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 57. On Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 62. And on Sunday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 54 and breezy. Currently with fair skies, it is 39 degrees. The humidity is 57%. The wind speed is southwest at 9 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.95. The dew point is 25 degrees. And the current wind chill is 33 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 822.
No matter who we call family, when we choose to get the flu shot, we're protecting them. That's especially true for those who are 65 and older and people with chronic conditions like heart disease, diabetes, or stroke. Getting a flu shot every year decreases your chances of getting the flu. If you do get the flu, the vaccine makes you less likely to be hospitalized or die from it. Protect yourself and the ones you love by getting your flu shot. Learn more at heart.org/flu.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
United Northwest Federal Credit Union is excited to announce that we will host our 75th annual meeting at the St. Francis of Assisi Parish Hall in Norton, Kansas on March 18, 2024, beginning at 5:30 p.m. Supper and prizes will be provided to those in attendance. Reservations can be made by calling the office at 785-877-5191 by March 13, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. The high school basketball state championships wrapped up over the weekend across seven sites, and we have seven new champions in girls hoops. In 6A, number one seeded Shawnee Mission South knocked off Washburn Rural 47-37 to finish the year 24-1. In 5A, number four seeded Seaman beat number two Maisie South 54-51 to finish 23-2. In 4A, Bishop Miege knocked off number one seeded Wellington 75-62 to finish the season 22-3. In 3A, Silver Lake completed the undefeated season season 26-0, outlasting Heston 66-61 as the number one seed, won it all. In 2A, the Independent out of Wichita beat Riverside 58-39 in a no-doubt win to help Independent finish 22-3. In 1A D1, Frankfort knocked off Little River 47-41 and finished 23-3. In 1A D2, Hanover rolled over Lebo 50-35 to wrap up the season 23-4. Those year seven girls state champions across Kansas high school hoops. Kansas Information Network Sports. I'm Spencer Dupuy.
What is dementia? Is it the same as Alzheimer's? What is vascular dementia, Lewy body, FTD, TBI, and CTE? If someone has memory loss, does that mean they have dementia? Millions of Americans ask these questions every day. I did too, and I learned. My wife Ginny developed dementia. I didn't know what to do or what was coming next. I'm Kevin Jameson, volunteer and president of the Dementia Society of America. I'm excited to offer you a free guide to understanding dementia. It's filled with facts about dementia, care planning, how doctors can help, and ways to keep your brain as healthy as possible. The Dementia Society of America is a national nonprofit, and we're ready to answer your questions. You want to live life to the fullest. I know that. Ginny did too, and I'm confident that we can help. Get your copy of the guide. Go to 1-800-Dementia.org or call 1-800-Dementia. Thank you.
Are you struggling with healthcare bills? Norton County Hospital is here to help with Epic River Loan Solutions. Applying takes less than 30 minutes and everyone is approved regardless of credit. Break your bill into manageable automatic monthly payments to build your credit. Plus, no penalties for upfront or prepayment. Don't let healthcare costs overwhelm you. Call Kelsey today, 785-874-2220.
My ride smells just right, just right, just right, just right.
Y'all gotta try that Febreze car.
Just right, just right, just right, just right. La 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 la. Picked up for 40 days of consistent scent. All over Febreze car clips right on your vent. You know my car's my happy place. Keep a smile on my face. When it smells just right, just right, just right. Breathe happy Febreze. La 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 la.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's check the weather.
Good morning. We have quiet conditions here early on as we quickly warm up today as the south wind increases. Soil temperatures currently in the upper 20s in west central Kansas, low to mid 30s in the central part of the state, and mid to upper 40s in central and eastern Kansas. Our main hazard today is drier air that's going to be lifting in with lower humidity around 13% that will elevate the fire danger threat. So a red flag warning has been issued for southwest, west central, and north central Kansas today from Liberal, Ulysses, Garden, and Dodge City all the way to Beloit. This is where any fires that could get started would quickly and rapidly spread. For northwestern Kansas today, sunny, warm, and breezy with a high in the low 70s. Mid-70s likely in the north-central part of the state. Northeast Kansas, sunny today and windy with a high 75. Again, that fire danger in southwestern Kansas this afternoon are high in the mid-70s with a gusty south wind. South-central Kansas, sunny today with a high in the low 70s. Sunny and near 70 and breezy in southeastern Kansas. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
As we look at the early calls this morning, first off, on the livestock side, the futures did struggle late in the day on Friday, but you have a product that is doing better or did better at the end of the week. Cash trade that was higher and anticipated steady to a little bit better this week. We'll see how the strength goes as far as the market is concerned. Now, we started higher in the soybeans in the overnight market, but turned lower. Wheat futures down 5 in the overnight trade, corn futures down 4, and soybean futures down 7. The WASDE report that came out on Friday deemed a little bit neutral to a little bit bullish as they didn't rein in the soy ending stocks numbers. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.